The Midweek Drive with Alex Lefchuk and Joy Knight on Siren 107.3 FM.
Of course, we couldn't yarn that last week, Joy, because, well, we could have, but it would have been ironic in the same way as running the Julie Corden jingles and things were ironic. Because, of course, you weren't here.
I wasn't.
Because you were...
I was watching my son at Army Cadets. He was doing the... I don't know what it's called,
passing out parades.
Yes. That's it, yeah. You know better than me. That's terrible, isn't it?
They should have pratfalls when they do a passing out parade. They should just see the best one to actually fall slap down onto the parade ground.
He was very good and very assertive, and he, yes, gave out the orders with a great deal of command. So yeah. I was mightily impressed. I'm a very proud mother,
well,
you know.
Would you like to give him a name check as we speak?
Kieran, you did fantastic. Well done. That's Kieran Lovett.
Well done, Kieran. Marvellous stuff there. Now, you may be wondering, that's all very well, but what about Patrick Moore? What about Jupiter's recent burst of activity? What about the missing equatorial belt of Jupiter? What about the best and favourite astronauts of all time? Well, you might be wondering that. We're going to have to rearrange for next week because, unfortunately, Sir Patrick Moore is unwell. I've just spoken to his assistant, his PA, and she's very, very, very apologetic. She said she'd be trying to get through to us. Of course, they've been dialing that place up the hill called BBC, Lincolnshire, as opposed to Siren FM. It's understandable. It can happen, you know, easily sort of put together. So we're going to have to hold fire on the greatest astronaut. Dave, favourite astronaut? Do you have a favourite astronaut at all?
I mean, no, it's not the sort of thing I have favourites of.
Yuri Gagarin, Sergei Krikalev, Jim Lovell,
of
course.
I quite like the dogs.
Ah, Laika.
Yes.
Aww. Laika.
Named after a camera, or vice versa. No, named after a camera.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I was watching Sky at Night a bit ago, and I was watching the... going to Mars, and they have these little things that they send up, these little robotic, yeah,
named after dogs, you see. It all seamlessly
and they
links.
Do almost take on this sort of little personality, because you know, it shows them sort of in, you know, various states of well, getting in trouble in dips in the ground.
Wall-E.
Oh, I know, you do feel for them out there up in Mars trying to detect life.
Well, we'll be finding out who are the greatest astronauts. Perhaps not this week, but perhaps next week. Your opportunity to actually vote for the greatest astronaut. Buzz Aldrin, as you'd expect, is somebody who, after originally going very quiet and becoming almost a recluse, has actually become the poster boy very much for the whole moonwalk programme. Neil Armstrong, well, he was shy and unexpressive towards his colleagues, but when piloting a space vehicle, he was second to none. So important stuff there. Still to come on the show, Vicky Warren, the founder of BFK Books, who obviously was totally expecting Sir Patrick to be her warm-up act. As we said, Sir Patrick not with us today. Will hopefully be back with us next week when also Mandy Field will be joining us. Anyway, Dave, the reason you're here is a certain gentleman from Lincoln called Mr. Boole, without whom a lot of the technology, which includes people who might be listening to Siren FM online by sirenonline.co.uk, click on Listen Live, or indeed finding out about Siren FM or our sister service Southside Broadcasting, they would not have a chance. So explain.
I thought I was here because of my magnetic personality.
Well, that
but
too,
But you
course.
Just want to know about George Boole.
I think it's time to launch it because Siren will obviously be featuring an awful lot about George Boole, and in particular as we head up to November the 1st and the 2nd and indeed October 31st and the 29th this year, Boole Fest 1.
Yes, yes. Boole Fest 1. Mm. Well, George Boole, possibly Lincoln's best-kept secret... he was the man who, you might say, accidentally invented the way computers think. He thought he was mathematically describing the way humans think, but it didn't turn out that way. Now, if he was still alive, A, it would be a miracle, but B, he'd be nearly 200 years old. So we're going back to the early 19th century when people were... going around in horses, well, not in horses, on horses is what I mean. And when Lincoln was a very different place, George was born in the centre of the city. And by the time he was 16, he was a school teacher and he was having mathematical thoughts left, right and centre, partly in Doncaster, by the way. And one of the things he came up with was what's now known as Boolean logic. And as those of you who are computer literate will know, Boolean logic is at the heart of the way we program computers and the way the computer technology works out what we want it to work out. So a bit of a dude, really. I like to say, Bool is cool.
Like that. Joy, thoughts from yourself?
Well, I think it's quite right what Dave's saying. Best kept secret. And it's sort of, yeah, to say this is going to be the first one is quite a, you know, interesting thing that nobody's thought about doing it before, Dave. So I think it's a marvellous idea. But as I say, I think you're going to have to give me a few more suggestions about what I could do. I mean, how are you plugging this, Dave? How are you going to get people roped in?
Well, initially, we were hoping that the students would be sort of front runners in all this and creating all sorts of wacky things that they might want to do in the spirit of Bool, using what we call the legacy of Bool, and coming up with things like gigs and competitions and happenings and stuff. But that's not happening this year. Next year, hopefully. This year, it's a bit academic. There's talks about, so what is this Boolean logic? There's talks about what was Lincoln like during Bool's lifetime. There's talks about his religious convictions, because like many scientists, he was a special sort of believer, somebody known as a Unitarian. And we've got a poetry event. We've got all sorts of stuff that will be going on.
So you can bring in, it's not just science, it's not just for computers, computing. It's, you know, you can bring in the humanities, you can bring in media, you can bring in all the different areas from our faculty, actually, to play a part
in this. Well, I think from life, modern life is so shot through with digital technology and mobile phones. This radio that you're listening to now, even if you're not listening online, we're using computers to process the signals. When we bring in things, music tracks, etc., it's all digital. Almost everything in modern life is digital. Even our historian colleagues who are doing lectures about the 19th century are writing them on word processors that use Boolean logic. So it's everywhere, and there's almost nothing we can't do to celebrate George.
Amazing. I mean, I'm just to actually
think. His time has come.
pressing this button here.
Being a guest on The Midweek Drive is more than a privilege, an honour, or a life-changing experience. Somehow it's a combination of all three, and an affirmation of one's commitment to excellence in broadcasting. And that goes double for you, dear listener. The Midweek Drive, each Wednesday at 5 p.m. on Siren 107.3 FM. Lincoln's gift to the world.
Even actually pressing that button is thanks to Bool, even with the fact that I obviously haven't put that through quality control. So I think slight sort of problems with that.
Sounds a bit digitally clipped to me.
Did, yes. Yeah. So Jimmy Savile liked it there. He thought it was a very intelligent jingle.
He did, didn't he?
He was
mightily impressed.
It's one of the reasons I kind of left it in there, because I thought, well, it
sounds like Bob's wife from The Likely Lads.
That's Judith Hibbert for you. Coming up very shortly. In fact, let's do it now. Let's actually have a look to some of these events that are taking place in Lincoln, because normally we're jam-packed into the first start of the programme. This Saturday, of course, Joy, will you be coming back for the grand event, which will effectively be our Lincoln, not Waterfront Festival, but Lincoln Summer Festival?
I didn't go to it. I've never been to it before, and I won't be starting this year, I'm afraid.
Even though I'm actually due to be doing public address systems.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Three and five, and I was thinking, as a midweek drive co-presenter, you might at least show some support.
What time does it start, Alex? Tell me more.
I believe it starts all around the Brayford Pool around about 10 a.m. on Saturday and runs through to about 5-ish or thereabouts. And it's a fine time, I'm sure.
Will there be a fair this year, do you know?
I'm sure there will be. Lots of stage acts and performances that are taking place, but it's well worth going to just for that.
There used to be a fun fair on the other side of the pool.
Yes, there used to be. There were, I remember, lovely sort of times where we had lots of races down the Wiven. Marvellous things, really.
Sponsored drownings. I don't think they were intentional drownings.
No.
Well, they weren't drownings, let's be honest.
Meanwhile...
intentional getting wet. Yes, duckings.
Thank you, Dave. I wanted to lose the microphone at this stage. You're such a rebel. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, some other fun events that are coming through. Medieval Summer Fun kicks off on the 7th and 8th of August, Saturday and Sunday. Fabulous medieval fun for all the family with Trouvère, the medieval minstrels providing medieval dancing, music making, music mask making, and fabulous interactive storytelling sessions with Lincoln Castle's resident falconer doing two flying displays each day. What else is happening, Joy, with the collection? That's the Persepolis screening, which takes place on Thursday the 5th of August. It's a graphic novel activity day with a screening of Persepolis. You can see exactly what we're referring to now, can't you?
I can, yes, sorry.
It's all right. It's been a long day. It's been a long day in more than one, effectively. Very good for young people, as you'd expect, really. Between 13 and 18 years, you can attend, and the admission is free. If you want to actually help create an animation film, T-shirt printing, comic book, have a non-alcoholic cocktail lounge, or cocktail lounge, in fact,
lounge.
Even. Lounge, yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't mind going to that myself, apart from Mum. Few years too old, yeah, unfortunately, but it sounds very, very good day.
Very good indeed. Yeah. And finally, the other thing I want to plug is this Retina Dance, the Community Dance Celebration Week. Are you a teenager, mum, professional dancer, granddad, child, club or great aunt, or in fact anyone with an interest in dancing? Then the project for you is the Retina Dance Community Dance Celebration Week. It'll get in your eye, or not, as the case may be. Couldn't resist that. Anything else catch your eye? No. Right, more on Boolfest. Dave, is there a web address that people can actually find out about Boole and just sort of say, I'm interested. I want to find out more about George Boole. I want to build up to a huge climax in 2015 when we can celebrate the bicentenary in style.
Now, as an academic, I don't often say this, but I'd recommend Wikipedia. Wikipedia's got a lovely entry on George Boole with photos of Lincoln and directions to other places. Fantastic.
So there we are. Make use of Wikipedia, which is actually a kind of collection of stuff that all, you know, isn't referenced, but it hangs together.
Oh, it often is referenced very properly. Mm. It's the wisdom of the hive.
There you go.
And you can dance. For inspiration. Come on.